Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
So while vitamin and mineral supplements cannot replace surgery and chemotherapy, some really believe that these things can be an adjunct, an important adjunct to any cancer treatment. My guest is Dr. Patrick Quillen. He's an internationally recognized expert in the area of nutrition and cancer, and he is the author of Beating Cancer with Nutrition. So Dr. Quillen, let's talk about vitamins and supplements. If someone is in cancer treatment, they need to, as you stated before in a previous segment, malnutrition is a big downfall of cancer patients. They need to supplement their diet. What do you feel are some of the more important supplements, and are there some that we should steer clear of that might interfere with chemotherapy or radiation?
Very good. Excellent question, Melanie. Back to our discussion before where we mentioned the five reasons to use nutrition as part of comprehensive cancer treatment. First is addressing the very common malnutrition that kills 40% or more of cancer patients. And with that, let's talk about supplements that will address malnutrition. It's crucial that as patients go through chemo and radiation and surgery, that they maintain adequate calorie intake, and not just any calories, which too many cancer hospitals will see, eat whatever you want. I don't care if it's a bowl of ice cream, and I disagree with that. What I have suggested to people, and it's worked very well in thousands of patients, is the Dragon Slayer Shake. And what you do is you take a high-speed blender, use a Vitamix, you can use anything you want. You add some fruits and vegetables, fresh-cut fruits and vegetables, puree it, add a little bit of juice like pomegranate juice or orange juice. Add in some powdered protein. I use whey protein. Blend it up. And then add in about a half of a frozen peeled banana. And that banana gives the consistency like a McDonald's milkshake. The pectin from banana gives a smooth mouthfeel. And I find that people can consume this even when they're going through chemo and have severe nausea. So first thing with supplements is address, prevent, reverse malnutrition.
I love that. Now, hang on, because you're talking my language here, and I'm an amateur cook, an amateur chef, and that was a great smoothie recipe that you just gave. And for people, you know, a lot of people try Ensure, and they try all these other kind of crappy processed things. But right there with your Vitamix and your blender, you can make your own version of Ensure to keep that weight up.
Exactly. And Ensure, you know, it's an acceptable product, but I do not encourage it because it's so high in omega-6 fats,
yep,
which encourage cancer, and sugar. Basically, it's a these are the macronutrients, sugar and omega-6 fats, that have been shown in clinical studies to encourage cancer. So instead of that, a smoothie. I'm a big fan of smoothies.
So am I. That's great. Now, if we want to sort of reduce the toxicity of the, you know, I mean, gosh, it is such a toxic thing, both radiation and chemo. And as you said, they're nonspecific. They go after kind of everything. How do we bolster the immune system of the rest of the, you know, the non-targeted areas?
Now, this is what gets interesting, Melanie. The 10,000 board-certified oncologists in this country still labor under the misconception that nutrition at best is worthless in cancer treatment, and at worst, the nutrition might neutralize the cancer-killing effects of chemo and radiation. Nothing could be further from the truth, and the studies are beyond argument in this field. My book and several other good books and textbooks have shown this. Essentially, what happens is cancer cells are sugar-feeding, and they're anaerobic. An means without, aerobic means oxygen, so they don't use much oxygen. And because of that, they don't need antioxidants. So our body cells are constantly fighting off the effects of one of the most potent toxins on the planet Earth, and that's oxygen. Oxygen kills us. It rusts us from within, and we have to have it. So we are aerobic creatures, and because of that, we have a diet rich in antioxidants. And a cancer cell will not absorb efficiently antioxidants. So when you eat a diet and supplements that are higher in antioxidants, and the most important include beta-carotene and the carotenoids, vitamin C, vitamin E, fish oil, glutathione, NAC or N-acetyl sustain, selenium. These are some of the more powerful antioxidants. When you get a diet and supplements rich in those, the studies show that, for instance, one study found that 80% of the people who went on cisplatinum therapy developed neuropathy or tingling numbness in their extremities. The people who took the supplement vitamin E, only 20% of them developed it. So a dramatic reduction in the pain, tingling, and nerve damage that's caused by chemo and radiation. Supplements can make medical therapy more of a selective toxin, not unlike the olden days when we used to have terrorists taking over an airport. What if you could go in and give the good people a bulletproof vest, and then the SWAT unit went in and started shooting? You're going to kill more bad guys than good guys. And that's what nutrients do for cancer patients.
Now, what about things like vitamin D and iron? You know, do they go along with it? Can they interfere with treatment?
Good, very good question. Vitamin D is an area that has there's been an explosion of knowledge in the last 5 years on the subject of vitamin D. Some very quick numbers, because I know that our time is limited. If a typical Caucasian goes to the beach on a summer's day in a bathing suit, their body will make about 10,000 international units, 10,000 per day, and then it shuts off its mechanism and it says, I'm done, that's enough. The recommended dietary allowance is 400 IU, which is unacceptably and unscientifically low. A more rational level of vitamin D would be 2,000 to 10,000. If you're using higher dosages, make sure you have your doctor's blessing and you're taking some blood tests. But vitamin D regulates 20% of the human genome. What it's doing is that giant helix, the DNA molecule, vitamin D is literally turning on and off various gene regulatory mechanisms. It upregulates and downregulates, and it is so powerful that vitamin D has been clearly shown to help protect us against cancer of many types, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, depression, and other conditions. So adequate levels of vitamin D are absolutely essential. And then iron. Iron is a double-edged sword. It's a mixed blessing. Iron is essential in the human body. Iron is one of the most commonly deficient nutrients around the world in general. However, iron also is an oxidizing or rusting element. You look at an iron nail outside and it rusts. So what happens is, in the human body, if iron is bound to proteins such as hemoglobin or any of the heme molecules that are in electron transport, so if iron is attached to a protein, it is essential and useful. If iron is unbound, it becomes a free radical and it can damage things. And unbound iron then becomes fuel for the cancer cell. So here's what we're looking for. What happens too often in a cancer patient? They take chemo and radiation. Because of that, they get anemia, or they don't have enough red blood cells because the chemo is killing off rapidly growing cells, including their own red blood cells. So now the patient has got anemia, so the doctor prescribes a very high dose of ferrous sulfate or iron.
Slow Fe or something. Now, Dr. Quillen, we're running out of time. Please give us, in the last 30 seconds, your very best advice for supplements and nutrition and cancer, and tell people where they can find your book.
Good. Supplements. I would recommend a nice mixed palette of antioxidants, the carotenoids, vitamin C, E, NAC, and selenium, and CoQ, and curcumin. And my book is available on Amazon.com or Beating Cancer with Nutrition. Go to NutritionCancer.com for more info.
NutritionCancer.com for more info, and the book is Beating Cancer with Nutrition. I'm Melanie Cole. That's what it's all about here on Radio MD. Stay well.